WFAE's Tommy Tomlinson didn't think scandals at Wells Fargo could get much worse than what was already reported before last week. In today's On My Mind, Tommy shows how wrong he says he was.
So it turns out that the embarrassing and shameful things Wells Fargo did for years as a matter of practice were even more embarrassing and shameful than we thought. The Federal Office of the Comptroller of the Currency filed a new round of charges last week against five former Wells executives. Those executives are accused of leading the way as the bank broke rules and defrauded account holders between 2002 and 2016. That's 14 years when Wells Fargo was cheating many of its own customers. They were also, it turns out, abusing their own employees. The documents backing up the latest charges show that managers put relentless pressure on bankers to meet sales goals. The ones who didn't meet the goals were sometimes ridiculed in front of their coworkers. Even ones who did beat the goals were sometimes chastised for not beating them by enough. What that led to over a period of years was bankers at the retail level opening new accounts for customers without their knowledge, because opening new accounts was one way bankers could meet those sales goals. Some bankers even shuffle money between customers' accounts, again, without them knowing. This led to illegal fees and confusion and who knows how much financial heartache. Wells Fargo had admitted before that thousands of its employees were involved, but the new report says it was more like hundreds of thousands. It should go without saying, but I guess at least some of those bankers need to hear it. Our money is a fragile and precious thing. When we put it in a bank, we want access to it when we need it, and we want it to stay put otherwise. We trust the bank won't screw around with our money. Wells Fargo, on just about every level, broke that trust. It pains me to say that, not just because we have accounts at Wells Fargo, but because we have friends who work there. They're good, solid people who have nothing to do with all this. This fraud stains them, too. I don't hold out any hope for the government coming in and breaking up the bank. If the big banks didn't get dismantled after the financial crisis, when they nearly threw the country into another depression, it ain't likely to happen. About all we can ask for at this point is for the feds to keep hammering. If there's even more rot at the core of Wells Fargo, it's time to find out.
Tommy Tomlinson's On My Mind column runs every Monday on WFAE and WFAE.org. It represents his opinion, not the opinion of WFAE. You can respond to this column in the comment section at WFAE.org. You can also email Tommy at ttomlinson@WFAE.org.